landlady says, when are you coming back now? He says, I'm coming back with apples. Apples? Apples? And that's distinctly how they speak in Holy Island.
Yes?
Oh, but they have a distinct twang.
That's just how they said one day I was in Dunnigan. In the bus queue, there was a few of these Holy Island folk, and there was a little laddie there. And he says, hey, I've got a handful of money, you know. And the woman says, come on, let's have us camel. Come on, let's have us camel. That's all the ducks meant, let's have a... Scamble them, aren't they? Scamble, you see. She goes, it's camel. The most peculiar... I've never heard anything before.
And yet, there's a spittle sort of talks like that a bit. And so does... Say who's it? And beat them in that way. On that coast, there.
Yes, I've got a slight... Not bamboo, I mean.
Is spittle that near place near...
Aye, next to Berwick, this side of the river, aye, the Berwick.
I expect you enjoy yourself at that
pool. Oh, had a marvellous time.
Well, what did you do to spend your time?
Well, we went to shows and dances and all sorts of things.
What about you? Have you been on holiday yet?
I never get any. I get made in the middle of the winter. You say, well, far too busy in the summer. I never get a holiday. Well, if I pushed, I could have it. You say, I'm sort of keen in the business as well now. Aye, but you sort of have jobs inside and...
Well, the only way I got a holiday was to get Freddie and his wife to come and stay here while I was away.
Do you follow the hunt here too?
On horseback, do you mean?
Well, on foot, a horseback, you take a day off for that.
Oh, do you take a day off for the hunt?
I thought you might go on foot just
a... Oh, we've followed them many a time.
We saw the hounds this morning, you see.
Aye, they'll be cubbing yet. Aye, they're cub hunting.
Aye, sir.
Aye, they were the best team, be a little bit. They scored the goals, but Sunderland was bad.
Yeah, Newcastle's the best team all round, man. It's just because they're Sunderland supporters.
You're a Sunderland supporter.
Well, yeah.
Yes, definitely, yes.
Hello.
Yes, are they all Sunderland supporters? Clifford here as well, and Willis.
He couldn't sit in the pub and drink beer and I'll support Newcastle.
Tell us a story about the woman who robbed the messenger in all
those times. I cannot tell you the right story, but this pub across the road here, and I really don't know the name of the pub, but it's a very, very old place. We've walked in there many a time. We pulled the lime saddles out of the place. And the marks is there, and they've got a well in the cellar where they can still draw the widow up from the well. And it's supposed that... You say, I don't know enough about the history really to tell the story, but Drissel Cochran's father was held a prisoner, and he was condemned to death. And the postillion was riding up through here and taking the death warrant to Edinburgh, I think. So Crystal Cochran was the last, and she dressed herself up as a man, and she stopped at this pub across the road here. And of course the rider stopped and had his horse put up, and he laid his pistols on the table, and he had a drink and fell asleep. And while he was asleep, she unloaded his pistols and left them lying on the table just as they were. And then she rode off to what they call Grizzle Wood along at Fenwick. That the road went the back road then, wasn't the main road as it is now. And she stood in the wood with a horse, like I expect, and he come cantering past, and she out and held him up. So he out with the two pistols and fired them, but there was no to happen, he say, because there wasn't a ball in the thing, he say. And she took the warrant from him and held it till she could get to Edinburgh and ask for a pardon. Actually happened in the pub, the old school. Schoolmaster tells me it was either there or the house up the bank. But I honestly think that's the place across there, because it's a terrible old place, that.